Ooh, milestone day, milestone day. Episode number 80 is not as good as 100, but as you know, I'm a doer, I'm a goer. Let's go. So I'm excited. 80 is still exciting.
Very exciting.
We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're moral marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage. Moral Marriage Podcast, guys, where we save our marriage from the depths of hell, and we're not really interested in sticking around, sitting, playing the pain. We want to get you to the future. So let's get into this today. Guys, today I want to talk about a big one. We get this message a lot. This is often emailed. It's often commented on when we do social media content or a podcast about contempt, which is one of the four horsemen. The leading cause of divorce, it is contempt, guys. And if you don't have it, I want you to think about a different word. How bitter are you? How resentful are you? Okay. And the reason why this is such an important lesson, oh my gosh, and I'm so excited. Catherine's going to talk about this a lot more today. But the reason why this is, she doesn't know it yet, but she is. But the reason why this is so exciting is because I firmly believe by the time you inspire, you lead, you ask your partner to join, you can motivate with a boundary, but you cannot be leaving or leading or inspiring. You can't be, leaving. What I mean is if you're so done, you've tried so hard. I didn't explain that properly. Listen, no decision process can be made in a field of contempt. And so if your partner is telling you things that you don't want to hear, and then you become bitter, angry, contemptuous, okay, then you are typically saying, doing something that you don't actually honor or believe in for, or you should not be proud of. You literally can't. It's impossible to make a rational decision angry. It's impossible to make a structural decision for the marriage, the moving the marriage forward, leading your wife, leading your husband, whatever, like if you're insecure and fear-based. And that's usually when you start to lash out and become what? Contemptuous again. Okay. You've got to learn to manage these emotions, guys. So sometimes it's a little bit easier if you can understand how to find the message behind the contempt. You know, a lot of times when we teach people how to, well, when I teach people how to respond and not react, I want my men to be able to show their wife that she can be curious. They can be curious. She can be free to get out what she has to say. Right. And I suck at it sometimes. Right. Don't I suck at it?
It's like a what? Like getting out your message the way that you.
Yeah, because I can take it personal too. And I'm, you know, we're trying to figure out the solution to an issue or an argument or whatever, a disagreement. And it's not easy.
Your resting sneer face comes out.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah. It's not easy, guys, especially if you're starting to get contemptuous yourself or starting to feel bad about yourself, right? Baby, give them some tools on to find the message behind, because this anger is secondary, right?
Yeah. So I'm going to start actually by, I heard you say, if you don't have contempt, think of something else like bitterness and resentment, I think you said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just say, if you are listening to this podcast, the Moral Marriage Podcast, you probably have some contempt. And contempt, honestly, though, we don't get the perfect marriages coming to listen to our podcast.
I mean, some roommates, they just want to pick up the intimacy, but like, yeah, on a whole, that's
there's
like,
probably some contempt. Yeah, yeah. Can be as simple as, so we call it his resting sneer face, an eye roll, disrespectful body language. You know, maybe not all of you are flipping each other the bird, but you're rolling your eyes as you walk away. When you roll your eyes, that's contempt. And that, it seems pretty nonviolent, right? So we have all been guilty of contempt. Even me.
What? No.
I actually can be super contemptuous if I'm in my viciousness, which doesn't happen very often, but it used to. So the message behind the contempt. So when you are faced with contempt, your partner is presenting contempt, is presenting anger, is presenting all of this, and there's a message there. Another way to look at it is that behind every judgment, behind every criticism, there is a longing. There is a desire.
Ooh, I like that.
This means thank you, honey. I didn't come up with it, but I teach it.
It's making me go up.
Yeah. So the message behind the contempt is the same thing. Now, I want to point something out, that when your partner is spitting contempt at you, you don't have to tolerate contempt. So what you can do is you can always ask, you always have the right to ask for your partner to be more gentle. You have the right to ask for a reframe. You have the right to leave the room. You have the right to ask them to whatever it is. You do not have to tolerate emotional violence. However, when your partner is coming to you with contempt, have you ever heard that an angry spouse is a committed spouse? That means they care. So if they're coming at you with anger and contempt and bitterness and all of this, there's a message that they're trying to convey, and they are so deep in these disgusting emotions. I shouldn't say disgusting emotions, because it's the behavior that's disgusting, not the emotions. But they're coming across with this behavior that's really negative, and you are not able to hear what they're having to say because of the way that they're acting. So if you can remove the contempt, and this takes a very high level of emotional maturity, but if you can say, okay, my partner is coming at me right now, what does my partner need? What does my partner want? How are they feeling? Then you can look from a more empathetic lens. And I would say, even though I said a second ago, you don't have to tolerate any emotional violence. Guys, for those of you that say, they're abusive, get out of there. Okay. Every relationship has some level of emotional violence. Maybe not every relationship, but most, even the good ones. Well, I have friends.
I think most, because even if you shut down, that's just as damaging as anger.
It can be. And right? I have friends who are obviously being in the coaching space and the counseling space. I have friends who are in very healthy marriages, but they still have contempt in their marriage. They still have defensiveness in their marriage. And so it's even in the best situation. So we have an amazing marriage now, and we still struggle with some of these things. Prayer five. So I like to tell people, tolerate some of the emotional violence. It's not your place to come in with a heavy correction. You have the right to correct them if you want to, but correction breeds disconnection. Gentle redirection breeds connection. So when you redirect asking.
Say it again.
Okay.
Correction
breeds disconnection. A gentle redirection breeds connection.
Ooh, I like that.
Okay. So when you redirect, that can say, honey, I'm feeling attacked right now. Can you reframe it? I'm feeling overwhelmed with my emotions. Do you mind if you keep your voice down? Whatever it is, you can redirect.
Okay, can I real quick, guys, just to put in perspective, because we do have an amazing, we called it an unbreakable marriage last night. Right. Mm-hmm. And so put in perspective, Catherine still has to do this with me because I still struggle with a lot of this. So before I get too far, she knows that my, for lack of a better term, boiling point would be much lower, but she knows where that line is. And on a whole, that's sometimes where Catherine will lead me mm-hmm. to help me to use her strengths where I'm weaker. Okay.
Well, because if he comes at me with contempt and judgment and criticism, and I come back with defensiveness and judgment and criticism, who's being heard? Nobody. He wants to be heard. I want to be heard. And then if you're in a cycle of attack, defend, you're both fighting to be heard. Nobody cares what the other person says. You don't hear it and you don't care. So if you can tolerate the emotional violence, again, it is your right to ask for a reframe if you need to. But the more you can tolerate and hear the emotion coming out, try to figure out what the message is before, because even a gentle redirection can sometimes be triggering for someone. You want them to get their idea out. You want them to get those emotions out. And it can be a little bit emotionally violent, but most of us can handle it. You know, I want to make sure that I'm being very clear that whether you're a man or you're a woman, you have every right to not tolerate that behavior. But you married this person. They probably had the behavior when you married them and you tolerated it back then.
So probably helped them make the behavior worse.
You've been enabling it.
You probably push buttons and triggers because your own contempt.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah. Right? So tolerate as much as possible. Don't let yourself get to the point where you feel like you're being abused.
Let's just look at this for a second. Cause guys, if you're following me, I'm in your fucking face. Okay. I'm going to challenge you to be stronger and better than ever before. So I'm going to challenge you to do that with your partner. I'm going to give you the simple reason why. I'm guaranteeing you, if your children are anything like ours, two little tornadoes, twin tornadoes and a little hurricane. Okay. They're fucking abusive. Shut your fucking mouth. Stop crying about your spouse and the pain you can't handle. You don't deserve this and that. Our children are the worst. So are yours. Every time they want something, every time they need something, and you feel inadequate because you can't fix it or help them or whatever. Some of us have to work harder at that than others. Some of us have children with more passive personalities. My other son, Castle, before Catherine, he was easy. He wasn't like that.
He tricked us.
He tricked us. That's right. And sometimes he's so good at it that it made Catherine think that we should have 12 more. But Briar, Vale, and Whitaker are our biggest challenge. And some of you might not experience all of that. But for most of you, you've seen children that you're like, wow. And you think it's the parents. You think, listen, honestly, children are supposed to let go. They're supposed to get it out. We're the ones that hold them back. You want to talk about contempt? If you don't want your child, your children, to be so contemptuous, then let them get their feelings out, because that's what's bottling it up. You're not able to communicate what you need, and now you need to watch or listen to a podcast about finding the message behind your partner's contempt, because you're too much of a baby to deal with the fact that we're all going through the same shit. It's hard for us. It's hard for you sometimes too. But when you see more, you can want more and go get more. Please think more like that. And honestly, you do. You have it with your children. And if I'm wrong, you guys are all perfect parents. You don't snap at them and lose your cool because you can't handle your children's contempt. Riddick tells me he doesn't love me every day, pretty much these days. I only want mama. And he's mad. And when mama doesn't want to say or do something for him right in the right moment, he wanted to hit you again today. Like
he hits me every day.
That's contempt, guys. It's just this little mini version. Like, you guys need to start reframing your brains, man, if you want change.
And remember, sorry.
Yeah, please.
Remember that if you can really embody this, so when you are faced with contempt, looking for the message, what is the desire? What is the longing behind this judgment or criticism? You are going to grow in your emotional maturity. If you can like get through this storm, the contempt storm, you are showing that you're very emotionally mature because you're looking at things from a way bigger perspective. And every time you do it, you're going to grow. It doesn't mean that it's easy. Because of the differences in us, that's our trend. So he would be more likely to have the contempt, and I would be more likely to tolerate a little bit more of the emotional violence. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I have learned, we actually just had this discussion last night. I have learned that in those moments, it doesn't do me any good to go in and try to correct him. It doesn't do me any good. And like he said, I know where his boiling point is. I know when he's crossed it. Sometimes I do fall back into defensiveness, but mostly I'm trying to listen to what it is he's feeling. He's presenting it in a way that nobody would listen to, right? Nobody should have to listen to, but.
I think, yeah, but.
But we know each other so well.
Right.
And I know that he's grown so much that maybe he's raising his voice where he used to yell. He's not calling me names. He's not screaming at me. He's not emotionally abusing me.
Yeah,
and so when he gets to a point that maybe I don't feel like it's respectful, I'm still like, okay, he must be hurting right now. What is going on with my husband for my husband to be elevated like this? And I have to take it off of me for a second and think, what is going on? And reflect on how can I contribute to getting him come back to baseline? And how can we connect on this? Because something in him needs something from me, and I have the power to control this situation. He's dysregulated.
And that is the point of finding the message behind. The only reason that we get through that and it doesn't turn into a big ball of shit, big mess, is because there is a message behind that. You know, the way that it comes across sometimes is contemptuous, but it's not. That's just, you're hurting and you're saying it wrong. You're struggling in how you're communicating.
The message that he's trying to get across is positive and will allow you to grow.
That's right.
The way he's presenting it is not. And this is, I know that a lot of this is going to ring true for a lot of you, and you'll either identify with him or you'll identify with me. Grab on to what we're both saying right now, because one of you needs to be the one that doesn't jump on the crazy train, because nobody tries to jump on the crazy train. They get dysregulated in their mind. He doesn't want to ever throw contempt at me ever. Right, honey?
Oh.
And so when he's doing that, it's a loss of control. It's a lack of control. It doesn't mean that he doesn't have any control most of the time. This happens like twice a year, guys, but you're either going to resonate with him or you're going to resonate with me. So if you have more questions, DM us on Instagram, Facebook. We can help you through this, because this is more common than you know. And if you are the person that's not driving the crazy train, you need to learn how to stay stable for both of you, because in the end, the message that your contemptuous partner is spitting at you with contempt is so important and is going to allow you to grow even further.
Yeah, it's what brings you together, because now you understand the actual need when we talk about puking feelings and all this crap, guys. Honestly, if you want more, you're with this person. Like, just love them. I call it love them through it. Just love them through it. And then it's so worth it on the other side. I'll say it again. The word we used is unbreakable. Why? Because we got a text message from somebody who needed help in crisis mode at 11:30 at night full of affairs. Like, that sucks. You don't think there's contempt leading up to some of this bad shit that we're hearing about 11:30 at night? You know, like, I'm thankful for you, babe.
I'm thankful for you.
Yeah, I love you.
I love you, baby. I want to say one more thing before we go. So he teaches men actually not to puke their feelings. But you know what's really interesting? I teach women how to deal with men who puke their feelings.
Yeah, that's true.
So just because he teaches you not to do it doesn't mean you won't do it. But as women, or as the maybe it's the woman that's puking her feelings, whoever's not puking their feelings needs to know how to, number one, identify that that's what's happening. Don't jump in. Don't get defensive. Don't get judgmental back. Identify it's happening. And then stay off the crazy trip.
Yeah, it just means you
don't help your partner.
Just don't have the skills to communicate. That's all that means.
Yeah.
We can talk about that in another episode. All right, guys. See you later.